It's been fun. It's been it's an amazing opportunity, and I've been outside this ground a few times, trying to spy on the players, and it's amazing just to be invited down and get a feel for it. It's pretty cool.
What's the comparison like between a pop star and a footballer?
Well, footballers are a lot stronger, a lot tougher. That's for sure. That's last week's taught me that. But I'm up for the challenge.
What about the rest of the band? How do they feel about you doing this?
Yeah, the rest of the boys are cool. They're really supportive, and Niall in particular is a massive football fan. He's a Derby fan actually, he couldn't believe it. So it's cool.
And how accepting have the boys been here of you?
Well, I mean, I think they've been pretty accepting. Everyone's been welcoming as I've come today, so it's nice.
And you talk about the game, the Celtic game,
yes,
and the Agbon Lahore tackle.
Yes.
What was your feeling about that? Because it obviously had a lasting effect, but at the time?
You know what, I mean, it's just, I was taught the hard way that's what happens in football at the end of the day. And it was a charity game, but I've gone out there and I don't really think there was that much intention to the tackle.
No.
It's just one of those things. So I'm limping away now like a little boy, but hopefully I'll be all right.
How is it?
Yeah, it's okay. It's a little swollen and hurts to run on a bit. And I've been paining my ribs a little bit, but it's just one of those things. I'll be better in about a week.
What about this game Wednesday then? Is that off limits?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, I've had to pull out of that game, which I'm absolutely gutted about. And, I actually, in my mindset, I thought it'd be a good idea to play at Celtic before I come down and play the first game for the reserves. But obviously it didn't work out that way, and it's just the way it is.
So what now? Will you plan another game further down the line?
Yeah, I think we've got a good chunk of time off in the new year, like around January, February time. So I think we're going to look to reschedule a game around there.
Yeah, and in terms of the band, your commitments with them, you're always busy, of course you are, but what's coming up for you at the moment?
Yeah, well, we are, I'm down in Doncaster for the next 2-3 days, and then I go back up home to London for 2 days, and then we go to Australia for 7 weeks, and then Japan for a week. So it's going to be pretty intense, but it's going to be fun. I love Australia.
But you're used to it now, aren't you? Or does it still kind of... Is it still a bit of a grind sometimes, all this travelling?
I mean, it's not so much of a grind. It's just, as boring as it could be for anyone, travelling on that kind of distance. And, sometimes it does get like a long plane journey, but it's the best feeling ever to get off the plane and be somewhere like Sydney, So it's great.
What about the next track that's coming out?
Yeah, well, we're actually still deciding on the second single. But I think as far as the album sounds, it's a more mature sound. Which is
a more mature sound?
Slightly more mature. I mean, look, we're only 21, 20, 19, but kind of a little bit older.